Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Dearly beloved, welcome to It Could Happen Here. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life, electric word life. It's a thing that only happens with the addition of a couple of ingredients. And one of those ingredients is the subject of our episode today. Oh, yeah. You guys like that? Everybody really happy with that?
I love that. No. Yeah, I'm feeling not at all like I want to kind of shower.
Okay. You can hear the moment where we're all like simultaneously questioning every single decision we've ever made in our entire lives.
Yep.
Now we're all bonded together. So how's everybody doing today? We've got Mia Wong, Garrison Davis, James Stout. And I should let people know I wasn't joking about the cum thing. So those of you who are too online will know this. Those of you who are not online enough, this is one of the online things that you will want to know because it's very funny. And the gist of it is that, like 4 days ago, Dr. Jordan B. Peterson got sent a link to a Twitter account that purports to be spreading like hidden news about the evils of the Chinese communist regime. And they put out a video that was a segment from a British milking fetish pornography video. Now, if you're not aware, the milking, as far as I can tell, I believe they're kind of descended from the long lineage of like rubber fetishists, right? And there's like a lot of medical fetish stuff tied into it. But the idea is that men are entirely wrapped up on hospital gurneys and giant pumps suck the semen out of them. So
yeah. It's like a cow milker. The machine is very
similar
to
cow milker
to what you would use to milk
this,
a cow.
This Twitter account put this up, claiming that it was the Chinese government stealing the semen of young men. And Jordan Peterson shared it, saying it was an unbelievable act of evil. And then everyone had the best day of their lives. And an hour or two later, he deleted it. Now, I have been continuing.
Cowards are deleting it.
Yeah. So strange that he left the world of peer-reviewed academia.
Yeah, it's wild that he's no longer a professor. Yeah. It's very funny. We're continuing to give him shit for it online. But it set us off down an interesting road. And because some other stuff fell through, we're going to talk about the wide world of weird right-wing cum conspiracies. Most of them, at least, are going to be right-wing. There's a surprising number of semen-based conspiracies. Everybody did research on their own special thing. I wanted to start by talking about this Jordan Peterson cum video and giving kind of some of the background on it. So I believe it was last July, the Chinese Human Sperm Bank of Shanghai announced that it was hosting a competition for college students to find out whose semen was the best in terms of, like, you know, a number of modal sperm per milliliter, I think is the way that they judge it. And basically the idea was that they were trying to find, like, people with sperm concentration greater than 60 million per milliliter. And if they visited a sperm bank a set number of times in a 6-month period, they could receive a prize that was equivalent to about $1,200. Right. Now, the reason this is happening is that China, for the first time, as a result of a number of different policies, had negative population growth very recently. And this is the thing that can cause a problem for a country for a variety of reasons. So the government is trying to shore up birth rates. And there are a lot of couples in China that have had issues conceiving. And so there's a huge amount of demand for sperm in the country right now. So this is not a weird story. It is actually a thing that happens all around the world regularly. But right around the time that this happened, a little bit after that, it came out that a Japanese company started selling what is called, in the articles I found, an automatic sperm extractor to Chinese sperm banks. Now, this is great. I'm going to send y'all the link.
I was hoping you would.
Oh, yes, good prince.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yes, we're all going to see this. So the machine's price listing on Alibaba, where it sells for about $5,000 to $6,000, describes it as a device that, quote, merges modern digital technology, automatic control technology, and simulation technologies with semen collection and premature ejaculation desensitization training function. So it has a number of purposes, including, I guess, to help guys stop coming too early, which, hey, no shame. It's funny that someone built a machine for it.
It's extremely funny. And that you can buy it on AliExpress. It's like, I personally am not attaching anything I bought on Alibaba to sensitive parts of my body.
$6,000.
It's not cheap. Now, the primary, these are not being used for people who are coming too quickly.
This is like the worst ever. Wait, R2-D2. This
it is weird.
What's the orientation? Does it stand on the ground and you just approach it?
You have to stand up.
Yeah. But what if you're a short king?
Yeah. I'm sure they have options. It has like the rough shape of like a handheld massage device, but it's kind of like formed like almost an Art Deco robot vagina. And basically, from what I've read, kind of the reasoning is that, like, hey, we need people to donate sperm. Some people feel weird about just masturbating in a clinic, and we hope this is a more pleasant experience for them. So again, this, we're laughing because, like, look, a machine designed to capture semen is kind of a funny thing. That's okay. No shame on anybody for that. But the fact that you have both the government trying to encourage people to donate sperm and this weird machine kind of created fertile ground for a bunch of right-wing weirdos to start making
fertile ground. Sorry,
ungrounded. Yeah. I know, fertile ground to make the completely ungrounded claim that, like, the government was trying to steal people's semen, right? And that is the basis of Dr. Jordan B. Peterson's fun little freak out on the internet. And I will say, you should try to find the videos of the automatic sperm extractor, this amazing Japanese machine, because it is fascinating.
Yeah. I think we should share some of these on the Cool Zone account.
Do they have to like change? Like, I assume they have to like change the tube.
Every time.
Yeah, because you can't clean that.
If you watch the video, there's like a rubber part that like comes out like a sea urchin.
The thing that the penis goes in is also the capture device, so it is removed with the sperm donation when you take it out. So again, this is, you know, a funny because but there's nothing sinister here. It's just, in the same way that literally everything is, people have like spun it up into a nonsense thing. But because of this beautiful, beautiful story, which I hope we've all gotten to enjoy, I got to do a lot of work on the... Some of you, if you've worked in agriculture, you're not going to be surprised that stealing cum is a massive industry. Like, there is a lot of money to be made in stealing semen. There's enough money to be made in stealing semen that there are two different official terms that I have found for semen theft. The first is sperm jacking,
How could it get better than that?
Oh, yeah, Garrison, yeah, it gets better because the second is spurgling.
Oh my gosh. These are like professionals who like come up with these terms, huh?
These are.
That is a marketing genius.
There actually is. I did find in my research, there is one actual Chinese-based sperm conspiracy. It's just not a very sinister one. There's this Chinese businessman, Jesse Zha Bei Zhu, who stole... There's this, I think it was a Canadian company. No, it was a U.S. company who had... So this is for like bull semen. And one of the things that you want for bull semen is you don't want, if you're inseminating cows, you want all of the babies to be female generally, right? Because bulls are not very, with outside of certain specific, if you're like trying to make more breeders or whatever, if you're in industrial agriculture, you don't want any of the boys, right? You just want to keep making those sweet, sweet lady cows that are, you know, more useful to you in a financial sense. So there's a US company that developed a method of, before insemination, looking through the sperm and like sorting out the sperm that will make female cows. And that is apparently hard to do. I mean, it sounds like it would be hard to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this Chinese businessman was like reverse engineering there. It's kind of actually, it's basically the same story as Jurassic Park. And anyway, this guy has gotten sued for a bunch of money in the US court.
He got chased down by a herd of velociraptor cattle.
I hope it works out just as well as Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's very funny. I will say there's a couple of really wild lines from the CBC story I found. I'm just going to read one to you. Zhu's activities could best be described as Machiavellian. At various points, he outlined a plan to make XY, that's the American company, quote, feel all the time the sword of Damocles is on their heads, and bragged, the law is strong, but the outlaws are 10 times stronger.
Okay.
This guy is based.
Look, yeah, Jesse Zha Bei Zhu, my hero, the sperm bandit, incredible sperm jacker. One of the best burglars in the business.
This man lives on an island with his cow raptors.
What a hero. Yeah. There was also a case of a Japanese man who illegally took Wagyu cattle sperm to China to try to give them sperm. And like the Chinese government immediately caught him and was like, no, this is actually incredibly dangerous. Like you're not allowed to just take animal breeding material into the country without, because, you know, there's a wide variety of reasons that could be end horribly. So he got in a shitload of trouble. Yeah. Anyway, that's my sperm stories, everybody.
Thank you for sharing,
Robert.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for spurgling my knowledge, Garrison. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
We're back, and James is here to talk to us about the kind of sperm jacking that you do when you don't jack. I'm talking about jacking your own sperm by keeping it inside of you, semen retention.
Yeah, it's
how was that, James?
How beautiful
was that? Unscripted? Did you just like do that?
No, didn't even write that. Yeah, didn't even write that, Garrison.
Yeah, it's on the back of his hand. He had a brainwave at 2 a.m. and I got that down.
Those are the kind of things you can do when you've been podcasting as long as I have.
Robert's been in the cum space for several years.
I've been in those soggy trenches for a long time.
All right, we are, after all, at work, so let me continue. So I'm going to talk about what happens when you keep your cum inside you. Yeah, this is a thing that Garrison is enjoying.
What are we doing today? What?
This is Garrison, important. This is critical journalism.
We are making content. We're doing okay. Talking of content, let's talk about the content of some Reddit posters. So the what's called the semen retention movement, and this will shock many of you, it began on reddit.com.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like so many wonderful
I feel like
because no one's getting laid when they're on Reddit.
I feel like if you'd type that into your phone, it would have finished the sentence the same way.
It would have auto-directed you to reddit.com.
Oh, believe me, we're going to go there, Garrison, because when you Google sperm retention, you do indeed find some stuff on Reddit. So
I'll bet.
Now, they've spun off from Reddit, right? They now have their own organization, which is nofap.com. And nofap.com is a community-centered sexual health platform. I'm allowing them to define themselves here, I guess. Designed to help people overcome porn addiction and compulsive sexual behavior, which is not necessarily not all semen retention, as we're going to learn, is based in helping people overcome addiction to porn. So far as that is a thing that people actually have. I know someone was accusing Robert of being addicted to porn on his timeline this weekend.
That would be because I keep ratioing Jordan Peterson with the pornography video that he mistakenly posted.
That's correct. Yeah.
I want him to respond so I can ask him, Jordan, tell me in your own words what you thought was happening in that video.
I really hope he thinks it's like milking. Like they have RFID collars and they get fed based on their production level. That would be great.
Yeah. What did you? You're a medical doctor. Did you think that cum actually worked that way? That you could just stick a sucker on somebody anyway?
Yeah. Just get it out. Okay. So after this movement began on Reddit.com, it quickly pivoted to kind of offering all kinds of weird physical and mental health benefits. And that's where it was adopted by friends of the podcast, the Proud Boys. Luckily, we do have a bit of insight into why, into the exact nature of the nofap fascism that the Proud Boys practice, thanks to Kyle Chaney, who's a Politico reporter, who was reporting on the trial of one of the Proud Boys accused of sedition on January 6th, called Zach Rell. And at that trial, for reasons that I'm not exactly clear on, the Proud Boy, I guess it's like their handbook, like the kind of Proud Boy Bible, was introduced, and into the record, somebody.
Oh yes, it's in there.
Yep, it's in the court record, buddy. Because what the lawyers decided that it was pertinent to the case. So a Proud Boy may not ejaculate alone more than once in every 30 days. That means he must abstain from pornography during that time, and if he needs to ejaculate, and this is really weird, it must be within 1 yard of a woman.
Mm-hmm. Fascinatingly specific.
Yeah, right. And I like that they've gone with imperial measurements. With her consent, so that's nice. The woman may not be a prostitute. So that's the Proud Boys' nature, their nofap fascism. But I think the way of understanding why some people practice this perhaps best is to go onto reddit.com. So I found a post by Reddit user u/monk191817. It seems like a nice guy. And there are 480 upvotes on this. What I did was I went to semen retention. And I looked at, sorted by popular posts. Found this one from a bunch of numbers. And so this guy has 9 years of experience with semen retention. So I'm just going to read, I'm presuming it's
oh,
his.
Oh, boy. What
yeah,
a life.
Yeah.
Him and some monks off the coast of fucking Lynn's farm.
That cannot be healthy.
No, I don't think it is. There is, and we'll get to this evidence that you shouldn't do this. So in his 9 years of experience, he has experienced the following things. Semen, when retained in our bodies, has healing, rejuvenating effects. Loss of semen has the opposite effects. This may not be scientifically proven, but it's proven by experience. That's a red flag.
That's interesting.
Getting Reddit medical advice. While attempting any task that demands high physical, mental, or intellectual abilities, if we are semen retention powered, we would actually enjoy the task, which would otherwise seem dull. This is called sexual energy transmutation in layman's terms.
Oh, no. That's the layman's term? What's the non-layman term?
It's got even more. I have no idea. Spermazoic fucking fission. So for peak performance, it's always necessary to be powered by semen. It would be best to use semen only for regeneration purposes, since nature originally intended it for regeneration and not use it for sexual purposes apart from to create a child. If not serving that purpose, master whatever techniques are useful in not letting the seed out while having sex. At the end of the day, don't let your seed out like a worthless thing. There's more, so just contain yourself.
Okay, great.
Which is exactly the reason why core religions are based on celibacy, because opposite of regeneration is degeneration, which will cause a man to fall into a lower state controlled by his lower nature rather than when he's subduing it. We should let semen retention be part of our lives, not something that is done for superpowers. For superpowers are, in my experience, the sudden ecstasy that we feel once we transition from the degenerated to the regenerated state, and that will stabilize after some time, similar to how a flight maintains stable altitude after takeoff.
Very similar, actually. Yeah, that's basically the same thing.
That's what you can hear when the engines are spinning up. It's just a dude trying really hard not to nut, and it makes that noise.
I'm so excited for the next Marvel film where the superhero gains his power from.
Paul Rudd has to not come so he can get tiny.
No fat man.
So
he didn't. I should add that this person confesses to having lapsed at some point in the 9 years.
Poser.
Wow. Yeah, it's stolen.
That's like
valor,
when I learned Lance Armstrong was on steroids. It's just disappointing.
No one would have seen it coming. See what I did there? Okay. Mm-hmm. So this person then urges other posters on the semen retention subreddit to not use streaks to outperform others or look better about ourselves or bring others down. The battle with lust is a lifelong fight, and the more we get better at finding
Jesus
victories, buddy. The more we become better at finding victories over internal battles, the better we become as high-valued men. Hell yeah,
see,
brother!
I've often wished that if the pandemic hadn't been a thing, and I could force you all to work in a central location, I could have like a wall of murals where I put under each of your faces a quote from an episode that you've participated in. And James, that would be your quote. The battle against lust is a lifelong struggle.
I'll get some t-shirts knocked up and we can do a fundraiser.
When we eventually get the Cool Zone Media offices, we have a portrait hanging on the wall of each of us with one quote underneath.
Yeah. Like on a plaque with a,
When
we get the Cool
Zone.
We'll
do that when we take over the Meta offices 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. There is a marketing company that has been emailing me for about 6 months telling me how cheap it is to buy a billboard by the side of a road and send a message to a loved one. So maybe...
Great.
Maybe I'll go with
the billboard industry's
got to
be fucking doing Bangarang.
Yeah. Well, they will be until I put my positive messages about controlling lust and holding semen inside our bodies.
True.
Return men to their former glory. So a lot of the Reddit posts rely on a couple of different studies, right? One of these studies measured participants. A lot of what they're doing is they're claiming to increase testosterone, right? Right out the bat.
Yeah.
Testosterone does have, as Lance Armstrong can tell you, some performance enhancing benefits.
Sure.
So, yeah, it, you know, increases your muscle growth, your recovery from exercise, all that stuff. One of the studies measured participants' testosterone levels at baseline before masturbation and then in 10-minute intervals after masturbation, right? And then they were asked to abstain for 3 weeks and they came back and they did the process again. Testosterone was higher in the baseline measurement at the end of the 3 weeks of abstinence, right? But the sample size was pretty small. And there's some theorizing that the boost was actually caused by the anticipated masturbation that they were about to do at the second.
They were so ready to come.
Yeah. These guys are just ready to pop after 3 weeks. The second study looked at a 45% increase after a few days, 7 days of abstinence. But even a study showed this was a temporary peak that returned to normal, even with continuing abstinence. So there's just these two studies. They're pretty. They happened a long time ago. We'll post them all in the show notes if you guys want to read more about NoFap science. But we should just point out that there is, in fact, a multitude of evidence that this is a bad idea, that having sex is actually good for you. Having sex while trying not to ejaculate is probably not good for you. Probably not good for your relationship either, one would surmise. There are
unless you're into that, whatever. Yeah.
Well, yeah, if that's your thing. You do. There was a study that investigated the motivation for semen retention among semen retainers, and a lot of it seemed like people who felt that like either sex or masturbation was unhealthy or wrong or sinful, and there is evidence to show that like feeling like guilty about yourself or like living with stress and self-loathing like that is bad for you, right? And that will reduce your testosterone level. There's also some evidence to suggest that not ejaculating can give you prostate issues, which is...
Yes. There's, and this is like pretty debatable, like most things that people talk about in regards to coming and health. Like you can find some studies, like the studies on testosterone. Some of them are kind of sketchy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Come. Either way, you know, it's whatever. But if you do have a chance to fuck one of those Alibaba robots, I recommend it.
You don't pass that up.
Let's talk about cum demons.
Hell yeah, cum demons.
Wait, okay. Hard pivot here from...
We are not going as far afield from the NoFap people as you would think.
Okay.
But... All right, now, the year is 2020. Everyone on Earth has collectively gone insane. This is the summer of 2020. So, admittedly, this is the part of 2020 where fun stuff is happening. This is, like, late July.
Oh, Garrison, that's when we met.
So, yeah. We were getting just incredibly poisoned.
Yep.
Yeah, we sure were. That'll be fun in, like, 20 years.
Well, life or death struggle for the fate of the United States and whether or not people are going to be continuously murdered by the cops is being waged in the streets. Donald Trump Jr. That one. That's the Trump that I'm
the little
looking
Trump
for here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trumpet.
We're, you know, looking for their cure to COVID-19 on Twitter. And okay, so as we probably all remember, right? The thing that they found was hydroxy. Okay, so one of the first ones that they found before ivermectin. This is before
they found
ivermectin,
so much
really.
Shit. Yeah.
Was it inside of them all along, Mia?
No, this is hydroxychloroquine, a thing that was probably. I hope they weren't full of hydroxychloroquine.
I thought it was
this.
Semen.
No. We'll get to that. The road is long, but it ends with cum demons. But we first must walk the road. So the road here is Donald Trump Jr. posts a tweet saying this is necessary watching about this video from this doctor named Dr. Stella Emanuele. Now, okay. So who is this person? She is part of a. Oh, okay. I say part of. She runs this thing called Firepower Ministries, which
No.
So you know things are going great. She's also
part of, I know, broadly, okay, cool.
I'm good.
Yeah, she's also part of America's Frontline Doctors, who are
this group.
Yeah. So we've forgotten.
These
dipshits. Oh my god. Okay. So this is very, very, very much in the same vein as Architecture 9/11 Truth. They found a bunch of people who technically have medical degrees or are like nurses, who were like, no, vaccines are bad, and hydroxychloroquine is will clear
chloroquine.
Your COVID. Chloroquine, that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a long day. I've slept for 8 hours, but in like several distinct parts of the day that were not continuous. It's been things are going healthy, great.
Yeah, you'd have slept better if you'd taken some horse medicine first.
Quite possibly. I mean, it's not like it could have gone worse.
Yeah, get some ketamine in you.
All right. So this person's from the very sketchy doctors who are trying to sell like a bunch of random shit to cure COVID. And okay, so who actually is this person? She is from Cameroon, and Dr. Stella Emmanuel was caught up in the unbelievably sort of. Like, I mean, right, like, yes, objectively right wing, also very, very weird wave of Pentecostalism and charismatic Christianity that's been sweeping across that part of Africa as part of sort of a very sort of long range coordinated effort by right wing Christian missionaries. So, OK, so for people who don't know your Christianity very well, the Pentecostals and the charismatic Christians are like firmly in the very, very weird camp of Christians. Like these are people who do faith healing. One of the very common sort of Pentecostal things is this belief that like you talk to God, like God's in your head and you just have conversations with him. Now, unfortunately for like all of us, and this is, you know, a thing that is a not insignificant contributing factor to why the last, I don't know, 10 years have been so batshit, is that like, This originally was kind of an isolated Pentecostal thing, and like the broader evangelicals were like, no, God only talks to me, like your pastor, like he's probably not, like you're not like having a conversation in your head with.
But
like,
that's changed.
Yeah, yeah. This shit has fucking taken over everywhere. It's really bad. And these people believe a lot of very, very weird stuff. So. She has like some of the sort of standard, like really, really hardline, like David Icke shit. Like she believes that the world's being run by aliens and like reptiles and like the vaccine has like alien DNA in it to like take over your DNA. You know, this is like sort of kind of
Facebook moments.
Alex Jones shit. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. But okay. Now I'm going to read this quote from Will Sumner. This is a quote from one of her sermons. They, which is demons, are responsible for serious gynecological problems, Emmanuel said. We call them all kinds of names. Entromesius. We call them molar pregnancies. We call them fibroids. We call them cysts. But most of them are evil deposits from spirit husband, Emmanuel said of the medical
No.
They are responsible for miscarriages, impotence, men that can't get it up. So, all right, immediately we have several kinds of cum demons here that we're dealing with. So there are like there's okay. So a lot of this is drawn from what is a very genuinely unbelievably dubious piece of theology. So when I was researching this, right, I saw someone, there was like a religious scholar who was writing this. He was like, oh, I immediately recognized the theology of this. This is from Genesis 6. So I was like, okay, what the fuck are they talking about? So I went back and I read the Genesis, and I'm going to read the two. This is from Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And I am just going to read these two sentences, and I am going to see if you two can produce cum demons from this.
Okay.
Happy to do so.
I mean, I could produce cum demons from almost anything. That is the power.
With the right machinery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you know what? I think we know exactly what the right machinery is.
Look, we know that we can produce cum demons mechanically. Our challenge here is to produce them theologically.
Okay, I'll try. I will use all of my occult knowledge.
We must find a way to evacuate the vast deference of the soul.
Okay, so I'm using the King James translation because that's the translation that all these psychos use. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of man, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose.
Okay, so I do know what they are doing. So the sons of God, those would be what, like fallen angels that have been procreating with women?
Yeah, the Nephilim. And
so like this ties into like the Book of Enoch stuff, which was made a little bit like after Genesis, but it like retconned a lot of like the creation story. So I can see where they're pulling cum demons from, but it is a bit of a stretch.
You could say cum demons in the way that like God seed. Yeah, you could see it. Yeah, it is a stretch.
Now, okay, my analysis of it, because I think they're pulling this out of their ass, and I think they're pulling this out of their ass.
Well, it's also about cum demons, so yeah, they're probably pulling it out of their ass.
It is well known for people who follow me on Twitter that I have an immense and powerful disrespect for theology, but what part of the sons of God? What part of that gets you to demons and not like? Because again, isn't the whole point of Christianity that we are all God's children? Like, is this not a thing that they tell you in every single fucking? How do you read that and not think they're talking about people and immediately jump to cum demon? Like,
here's what's going on. I can explain this because this is the King James version. So this was made in a post Book of Enoch world around the alleged birth of Jesus. The Book of Enoch got very popular, and this introduced the idea of a fallen angel. The fallen angel isn't really in the Bible at all. It's only in like non-biblical. Abrahamic texts. So this idea then kind of got planted into a lot of like Catholic mythology as well. So when they have a distinction between the sons of God versus what was the thing they used to refer to the daughters?
The daughters of men.
Exactly. So the daughters are human, where the sons are like came from God. So that is some type of fallen angel that has been cast down to earth.
Yeah,
that,
this
like,
is
they are doing a specific thing, but like, it's like, a result of a whole bunch of like mistranslations and a whole bunch of various like Christian and Gnostic texts that have been misinterpreted for thousands of years by the Catholic Church, and it creates a really weird theology that is indistinguishable from like Castlevania. So.
I blame Martin Luther. This is Martin Luther's fault. Like
the Catholics
were doing
much
this.
Farther than Martin Luther.
Here's the thing.
Martin Luther keep it in High Latin, so look, the proles can't understand.
This is what Martin Luther. I'm specifically because okay, so this was already happening. The Catholic Church was already doing this, right? But Martin Luther had a chance to fix this shit, and he was like, "Do you know what I'm going to do instead of that? I am going to turn against the peasant revolt, and I am going to bring about a level of anti-Semitism that is going to allow me to outflank the Inquisition on the right." He could have been fixing this bullshit. But no, anti-Semitism. Woo! I gotta keep my patron lords in power.
He was German. Like, there's only so much you can ask.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that we can all go to sleep at night worrying about the sons of God implanting semen.
Oh, there's also okay.
That's the only thing I ever think
so okay,
about.
So that's cum demon type one, right? That is okay. So those are the demons that like they have sex with women, and they produce Nephilim sometimes also you get fucked by Nephilim. There's a lot of sort of conflicting sort of theological.
All that stuff comes from the Book of Enoch. All that stuff is non-canon to the modern Bible, but it's where it comes from.
Fucking Council of Nicaea.
Okay, but there's also the second kind of cum demon, right? Which is these are succubi and incubi are
based. Here we go. I knew it. I was counting down. Okay.
You had faith.
Yeah.
The other kind of demon, so you have your incubi, right, who are another type of sex demon, and the incubi fuck men so they can steal their semen. And there's different sort of reasons of this. There's another thing that she talks about, which is that there are witches who have like astral spirit sex with men in their sleep. And if you're like having a sex dream, it's because you're having astral spirit sex.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, like like Bill Murray, I've experienced that. Oh, wait, no, that was Bill Murray. Sorry. My mistake. You I get Bill our Murray lives mixed twice. Up often.
Oh wait, that's understandable. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The cloud, the fog is clearing. I've had sex with too many sex demons. It's a real issue. Okay. So all right. So we have the sex demons who are like trying to impregnate you. We have the sex demons who are trying to steal your cum. We also have the astral projecting witches, right? And the astral projecting witches are trying to steal people's cum as part of an Illuminati plot to create like an even more powerful witch. And the even more powerful witch is going to use gay Illuminati. Marriage and children's toys to like destroy the fabric of Western civilization and thus bring about sort of general new world order, et cetera, et cetera.
I have heard of this inside some of my witch meetings. Yeah.
I'm supporting
that
the
is
witch,
not as far from the backstory to Warhammer 40,000 as it should be.
That's very sadly true.
I didn't want Warhammer 40,000 to come into our come episode, if I'm honest.
No, it's, I mean, look, there's a lot of people who are interested in both semen retention and Warhammer 40,000.
That's a tight Venn diagram.
Yeah.
They all play Ultramarines. That was
pretty
good Warhammer 40,000 joke for those of you who play.
I also learned a couple days ago that one of the many crimes of the Emperor of 40K was passing off an Amiri Bakara quote as his own.
Oh yeah, that was a good bit. That was a really good bit. It's little pieces like that that let you know that Dan Abnett's pretty base.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of the book.
So funny.
That's literally canon.
I do have like three pages written on testicle tanning. So
that's the end of the sex demons.
Go off.
Well, okay. The one thing I will add on is that one of the more funny modern versions of these, if you go on the Benadryl subreddit, the recreational Benadryl subreddit, you can find people who try to take enough Benadryl to have sex with the Hat Man, which is another. Mm-hmm. Another form of trying to summon shadow people to steal your semen.
You have to explain your terms for people here.
Yeah, I'm lost.
The Hat Man is a tall, thin man wearing a hat who appears when you take hallucinogenic doses of Benadryl because you can't afford better drugs because you're 17.
Yes.
Or younger.
And there's some people.
That's the Hat Man.
Some people find the Hat Man extremely attractive, or some of like the female shadow people variants. And I have read multiple reports of people explaining their sexual experiences with shadow people.
Anyways, the president of the United States and his son were promoting this, so this is great.
Mm-hmm. This website, by the way, absolute adventures on here. I'm just reading about how to use Christ's blood as a weapon.
Amazing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No problems here. Yeah.
Do you know who won't steal your semen, everybody?
We can't promise that.
I can promise any advertiser on this show I've personally approved to make sure they will not come into your bedroom and steal your semen.
Wow.
How's the approval process work? Is that of interest?
I cannot divulge private.
They send Garrison $40.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
We are going to close off by talking about sperm and testosterone, two of our favorite topics for this episode for some reason. About a year ago, a trailer on Fox News dropped for a new batch of Tucker Carlson originals titled The End of Men. It opens with the text that reads, "In the current year, the cycle continues."
Once a society collapses, then you're in hard times. Well, hard iron sharpens iron, as they say, and those hard times inevitably produce men who are tough, men who are resourceful, men who are strong enough to survive. And then they go on to reestablish order. And so the cycle begins again.
Now, there's a few funny things about this video, from the ripped shirtless dudes milking cows to wrestling each other and shooting bottles of canola oil. They're just at the gun range, they're just shooting like 10 bottles of canola oil for some reason.
Like Mussolini's, like they're into the Mussolini stuff. You know, he was a big fan of canola oil.
By far the most bizarre.
I mean, I suspect they're shooting the canola because it's like a seed oil thing. They think that like seed oils right wing thing. Seed oils are like sucking out your testosterone. Anyway,
it's something very silly. But by far the most bizarre thing in this trailer is a shot of a naked man with outstretched arms, like Jesus on the cross style, standing in front of a lake at dusk with a white machine shining a glowing red light on his dick.
What?
And again,
it's a powerful image.
At the climax of the music from 2001 A Space Odyssey, there's this man facing balls first in front of this large red light at the end of this trailer.
There should never have been any cause on our podcast or on Fox News for anyone to say the line after the end of the climax of the music from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, that's the thing we're objecting to from this episode. So, yeah, that's the line.
Yeah. Because it shouldn't have climaxed. It lost its power in that moment.
Considering both like the...
No, one sec. James, that was a very good joke.
Thank you. Thank you for seeing me, buddy. Yeah.
So considering both like the text at the beginning and then some of the narration that we just heard in the trailer, they're kind of doing this weird like Kali Yuga thing, right? That is a bit of what's going on here, because
Kali Yuga, again, you can listen to our episodes on Savitri Devi for a little more information about this, but it's like this weird right wing like quasi apocalyptic concept that evolved during an intermix between some of the early Nazis and some of the people who are currently behind the present leader of India. It's way too esoteric and weird to get into, but it's one of the things that the real fucked up Nazi shit.
We're not going to get into it too much, but I think the previous November,
it's unsettling that it wound up adjacent to a Tucker Carlson episode, because it's some like weird esoteric Nazi wizard shit.
Yes. And that previous November, Joe Rogan posted a Kali Yuga meme, which went viral. It's about how hard times create strong men, which create good times, which lead to weak men, which create hard times. It's a fucking silly. The accompanying text on the Instagram post that that Rogan did said, civilizations move in predictable cycles. We are in the Kali Yuga, the age of conflict. All of the chaos we're seeing right now was predicted in Hinduism thousands of years ago, unquote. So Rogan was probably just like parroting something that he heard from one of his many fashy or new agey friends, which considering Rogan's social circle, that could very well just be the same person.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. One of his fucking sparring buddies is either friends with a Nazi or just stumbled upon a fucking the wrong podcast and then told him that when they were smoking weed. And, you know, that's I mean, that's honestly to it's problematic because of his platform. But that's how I learned everything about esoterica that I learned when I was in my 20s was some I was smoking weed with some sketchy dude who was going places he shouldn't have been on the internet.
So. A few months after Rogan posted this meme, we have Tucker Carlson making this whole mini series surrounding this hard times create strong men kind of trend. It's taking cues from the online manosphere, and Tucker posited that weak, unmanly men are leading to the collapse of civilization, and a hardening of men is necessary to save it. According to Tucker, one of the threats to manhood is a quote unquote total collapse in testosterone levels amongst men in recent years. And the solution goes beyond just your typical like anti-soy crusading that Tucker has done in the past. Now, Tucker has turned to the cutting edge science of bromeopathic medicine as advocates.
God damn it.
Oh, that's an even better one.
As advocated for by a quote-unquote fitness professional named Andrew McGovern, who touts that infrared light and testicle tanning is this deus ex machina for plummeting T levels in men.
So obviously half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy. But my view is, okay, testosterone levels like crash and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy. So why is it crazy to seek solutions?
It's not crazy to seek solutions. And I think I was recently exposed to a term called bromeopathy. And I think there's a lot of people out there right now that don't trust the mainstream information.
This TV special is constantly referred to as a documentary. So surely you would expect Tucker to try and like interview scientists or like anyone with expertise on this topic.
Not Tucker.
Of course not. Actually, not
no
the case.
No one expects Tucker to talk to anyone serious.
Andrew McGovern, our bromeopathic hero, works as a personal trainer at Lifetime Fitness in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh my fucking god.
And he hasn't even been a trainer for very long. About a decade ago.
Not even a good one.
About a decade ago, he was the manager of an Abercrombie and Fitch store in Miami.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
You know, now, that's where I get all of my prescriptions from. Is a guy who works at the Abercrombie and Fitch store.
Wait,
in Miami.
Hey, if you want to get trim, that's where you get trim.
That is that type of dude is emerging here.
As of 2017, he was the director of operations for Petland retail stores.
Dog.
This is keep getting funnier.
But this guy's resume is highly amusing.
But Tucker, being a competent journalist, did not just interview one person, however. Kid Rock was brought on to be the sole voice of reason.
You know, Garrison, you laugh, but Kid Rock is the other person I've gotten prescription drugs from, so.
Real bastion in the platonic cave of men stands Kid Rock and a guy from Abercrombie and Fitch, and we must only be their shadows.
Dude, stop. Testicle tanning. Come on. I mean, I haven't heard anything
time. Open your mind, Bobby.
I'm starting a punk rock band and it's called Testicle Tanning. That's the end of it.
I mean, don't you think at this point when so many of the therapies, the paths they've told us to take have turned out to be dead ends that have really hurt people, why wouldn't open-minded people seek new solutions?
I don't know what the hell is going on in this world. I'm not even sure if I understood that question, but some days I just want to stop this planet and let me off. Like,
Kid Rock was not did not buy into testicle tanning the same way Tucker seemed to.
Coward.
Oh God, is Kid Rock gonna be the voice of reason?
That's what I said. I said he was brought on to be the sole voice of reason.
Yeah, but we thought you were joking because it's Kid Rock.
I thought you were joking.
I didn't believe you. No, he's the only person that doesn't buy it.
Kid Rock stands with science.
It is indeed Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Tucker was not the first person to advocate for testicular tanning as the solution to an allegedly problematic dip in testosterone levels. Dating back to 2015, you can find articles online such as, quote, former MLB player Gabe Kapler says men who want to get stronger should tan their testicles from Complex. And, quote, I put a giant red light on my balls to triple my testosterone levels from Men's Health 2017.
Is that written by Ben Greenfield by any chance? Because he normally pops up with these things.
Which one?
The Men's Health one.
Let me.
This is a guy who injected his own dick to make it bigger.
I have it in my show notes here. This was written by someone named Ben Greenfield.
Oh, look at that fucking jackpot! Whoa, this bell end has won it.
James, so proud of you today, buddy.
I'm so happy we have you on our team.
James, are you taking performance-enhancing drugs for this podcast?
Sadly, Robert, I'm not. But
this is so funny.
We have stepped into a gold mine of contact with Ben Greenfield, the guy who injected his own dick with stem cells to make it bigger.
That's so funny. Oh, man.
I urge you, I compel you, if you have any free time in your day, just Google Ben Greenfield penis. There will be several articles at supposedly reputable outlets that will just fucking make you unwell.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is great to hear, but despite not being the first person to talk about testicular tanning, Tucker was certainly the most impactful. After the airing of The End of Men, testicular tanning showed a 7,000 increase in relative search interest on Google and a 35,000 increase in tweets on the topic. Now, surely some of these things are stuff like making fun of it, right?
A lot of it's also
people who are just talking about it genuinely. To quote a study published in JMIR, a dermatology publication, quote, the promotion of testicular tanning generated significant public interest in an evidence-lacking and potentially dangerous health trend. Dermatologists and other healthcare professionals should be aware of these new viral health trends to best counsel patients and combat health misinformation, unquote. So, like, in terms of actual data, a 2017 meta-analysis of studies on sperm counts found that in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, men's sperm counts have declined by about 50% between 1973 and 2011. Now, these results have not been enough to really cause broad concern unless you're like a right-wing influencer for men, because there doesn't really seem to be an equal drop in testosterone levels compared to previous
decades. Problems mankind has had on the whole, not enough semen per cum shot. It's not one of them yet.
Yes, and like compared to previous decades, there is this maybe like a 20% decrease in total testosterone levels amongst adolescent and young adult males, but that's highly fluctual and it's impacted heavily by diet. It's suspected that pollution, environmental degradation are also suspected of being contributing factors, with plastics like phthalate being known to interfere with the production of hormones like testosterone. But this area of research is still heavily contested, but still, that has not stopped fitness YouTubers and conservative influencers from tying this to, like, the soy boy feminization of men and drumming up panic to grow their social media followings, sell their supplements, and advertise affiliate products. The creme de la creme of red lights for testicular tanning is the Juve light. Juve is a light therapy panel company which sells these LEDs. They're like this upscale wellness brand. The smallest model they have costs over $1,000, with the full body ones going for around $10,000.
Okay, this is when you know it's a grift. If someone is telling you that they need to sell you sunlight, they are having a fucking laugh.
Our friend Ben Greenfield advocates, quote, that advocates that you spend the big bucks on Juve, lest you, quote, fry your balls to a crisp with a cheap knockoff.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Sounds like this is unwise.
Yeah, it seems like it's maybe a bad idea.
I can teach you how to cook your balls safely without spending any money at all. Get a pair of AA batteries. Take them right out of your remote control. You stick the active end in a bottle of water, and then you put your hand on your testicles, and it'll complete the circuit and power your testicles up with electricity, which you can then ejaculate instead of cum.
They'll probably give you superpowers too.
Mm-hmm. Almost certainly, Garrison.
Legally, this is not a recommendation to do this. If you do this, that shit's not on us. You did that on your own volition. Yeah.
Please do not connect batteries to your dick.
To quote that JMIR study evaluating the public's interest in testicular tanning, quote, "The interest in this topic may be partially explained by the immense attention and advertising men's sexual health and hormone replacement or hormone-enhancing therapies receive in the U.S., although subsequent media coverage largely disfavored testicular tanning due to lacking evidence and potential dangers. Other health influencers came to defend and encourage the practice of testicular tanning, specifically by using UV light. As an unquote. As an example, here is a clip from fitness YouTuber Elliot Hulsey's Strength Camp with 1.7 million followers.
Blast your balls with sunshine to increase testosterone. Now you can drop your drawers and let your balls get kissed by the sun. Or you can try one of these light panels to roast my nuts and be more manly. A 1939 study suggests that UV light exposure to your testicles increases testosterone by 200%. If you want to join me in this experiment, you can find one of these bad boys at CozyHealth.com. Then just go to PersonalLabs.com, get your blood tested, get your testosterone. Then after 8 to 12 weeks, check it again and find out if the nut rusting really works.
So this whole idea goes back to this one 1939 study.
1939?
Yeah. No, lots of good science in 1939, man.
And if there's one thing I trust, it's science from 1939.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got any comments on race in this study?
So this study was published in the journal Endocrinology, and it found that frequent UV irritation to the genitals increased urinary androsterone, a metabolite of testosterone, it increases levels by nearly 200%, quote unquote. Now, you'll be shocked to learn that there may be problems with this study. Guess how many test subjects were included in this study?
I'm going to be generous and say 8.
So, Mia says 8. James?
Ben Greenfield, just one.
One, you say one. Robert, how many do you think are in this study?
Geez, I think like 7 was sacred to the Nazis, so I'm going to say that.
5. A grand total of 5 people are in this study.
Wow, I gave them too much credit.
Oh, they had to pick the sacred Discordian number. Bullshit.
3 of them are 54 years old and have manic depressive psychosis. The other two are 28.
Honestly, not a bad, not a fairly representative sample for Tucker's audience.
I was about to say the same thing. This is actually who watches his show.
The other two are 28 and 45 and have, quote, psychopathia with depressive features, which is a very old-timey term.
Yeah. Everyone on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera.
But I think what actually happened is I think they did this study at an asylum and just found people with depressive psychosis to do the study on. It's just these five random people. No individual graft results were produced. It only showed the quote unquote typical reaction. And there wasn't even a control group for the study.
that's how you know it was good science.
Why bother?
Not to mention, there's many problems with like measuring testosterone in the first place because it changes broadly day to day and by age, and it's very kind of unreliable. To quote the JMIR study again, quote, "Beyond this questionable study, research has shown that exposure to UV radiation may increase sex steroid hormone levels. However, these studies either do not include human participants or do not specifically evaluate UV radiation exposure to the genitals." There is not a single other study since then that has done anything resembling like peer-reviewed science.
You know what? So
why?
Everybody, okay. go to GoFundMe. Help Cool Zone determine whether or not testicle tanning works, and we'll get that control group.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. So my other question about this: aren't all these people getting fucking ball cancer?
We are about
to get to that.
Because, yes, you may think that shining UV lights on your balls might have some long-term problems.
Yeah, it's great that Lance Armstrong's come back to the episode again.
So, Vice interviewed Seth Cohen, a urologist and the director of the sexual dysfunction program at NYU Langone Health. Quote, I'm not aware of any science or data or any journal publications proving that red light therapy improves male testosterone. And, quote, we change recommendations on medical therapies based on double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized trials, large studies with thousands of patients. That's where you'll find if there's any really statistical significance between red light therapy and a placebo. Could these men who underwent red light therapy and came out and felt stronger and more manly, could that have been a placebo effect? Of course it could, unquote. So, and as Mia mentioned, we have not really even gotten into the potential dangers yet. Close direct heat to your testicles actually damages sperm count, on top of the risk of giving yourself ball cancer by blasting concentrated UV light on your genitals for 20 minutes a day, every day of the week, which is what is recommended.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
To quote that study one last time, quote, research shows that excessive exposure to UV radiation may lead to higher rates of genital tumor formation and decreased sperm counts as spermatogenesis is temperature dependent. Thus, given the current obsession with optimizing male hormone levels, the high cost of red light therapy and misleading information labeling of testicular tanning by prominent influencers, there may be an increase in men exposing themselves to UV radiation and developing associated complications, unquote.
Great. Heroic.
Almost done here. But man, it's pretty funny that all of the worst people you know are gonna get ball cancer.
Yeah. Don't stop them.
Yeah, there was a period of time in my life when I'd said where I would never wish cancer on anybody. But if you are deliberately exposing your testicles for the sun to the sun in the hope of getting superpowers because of Nazi science, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna mourn that.
To be fair, the 1939 study was from the United States, so it couldn't possibly
still be Nazis.
I'm talking about the other Nazi science, the Kali Yuga stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well. And I think a part of this whole narrative of like the total collapse of men's testosterone levels, as Tucker puts it,
I fucking wish.
Yeah.
Make my life so much easier.
But I think this is more about men in power feeling that their position of assumed superiority is being threatened. Really, all of our quack science and conspiracy theory stories today all revolve around this like subliminal dog whistle. It's no mistake that Tucker titled his program The End of Men. In all of the stories we're covering today, it is the fear of emasculation that is the hook used to drum up fear and anger about how liberal feminism is eroding manhood. It targets some of young men's sexual insecurities while promoting this like anti-woke return to the old ways of rugged masculinity.
Yeah, I might add, because I think you're missing one aspect of it. I think you're identifying what he's signaling to his listeners and what they get out of it. But I also think that what he and the other folks who are kind of in positions of power and influence in the right get out of this, because they don't believe this. They're not actually motivated by that.
No.
Because we do not know specifically why like testosterone rates may be lower, why sperm counts are definitely lower, but it likely has to do with a massive variety of industrial pollutants in the environment. And with the fact that industrial agriculture and the processed nature of a lot of our foods is having a negative impact on all of these things. It's consequences of capitalism, right? And because the consequences are getting increasingly hard to ignore, the thing that people like that need to do is find either a cure for them or another way to blame or another thing to blame them on, right? And so if the things that are horribly unhealthy about the society that we have built is causing men to suffer consequences in their bodies, the thing to do on the right is to blame that shit on the liberals emasculating men. And the solution is whatever kind of shit we can sell you, right? Like that's what's going on here. That's the motivation. Yeah. And it happens outside of like man shit too. Like that's all the right has anymore. Like their economic theories have been proven disastrously wrong. They have no actual ability to govern in a meaningful way other than by causing harm to people. So it's entirely about taking the consequences of the world that they advocate and blaming them on someone else and selling you snake oil to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. And that is most of the of the testicular tanning fun that I got into.
Yeah, we haven't even covered all the things that Ben Greenfield did to his dick in 2017.
We'll get back on this subject, but it is time for us to end. This is already over an hour.
Jesus Christ.
I want to leave you all of you beautiful. First, I want to thank all of our beautiful correspondents for their research. And I want to leave all of you with this simple piece of advice. If you feel like your testicles aren't getting enough solar radiation, simply purchase a glass cutter and an old microwave. Cut a circular hole in the microwave bag it while it's on. You'll be okay. That is our legally binding health advice. That's the end of the episode.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox